Welcome to the Black Lion Podcast with your hosts Lex and Dom. And today we got a special guest. Guest, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, everyone. I'm Sugar Brown from the Sugar Brown Comedy Show. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Can you tell us a little bit about your business, please?
Yeah, so I'm a serial entrepreneur, so I have like tons of businesses. But the main one that I do is a production company for live performances and events. So of the performing arts, so it's all of it. Dance, comedy, spoken word, stuff like that.
Do you have any talents yourself?
All of them.
How long you been doing it?
Let's see. Like, depends on which one, because I've got a lot of different ones. So my main event,
I said you could go down the list.
Okay, so I'm multi-talented, so I do different things. So I have like dance, I have writing, I have film, I have spoken word, I have stage plays, and sometimes I like put them all together. And I've been doing all of that, I don't know, like my whole life, really. But depending on which one you're asking about, I would say the most successful one, or the one that I enjoy the most, is the Sugar Brown Burlesque and Comedy Shows. And I've been doing that for about 4 years. So.
That's great.
What success have you seen in it?
What success have I seen in it? I think, you know, success is really relative. I'm a really ambitious person. So I think it's incredible to be able to sell out all my shows for like 4 years and be internationally.
That's great.
Putting on shows everywhere in London and Canada, all over the United States. So I'm really being able to do it and be a sustainable artist is, I think, the success in itself. But I have so much further to go, is what I feel.
That's so great.
Yeah, thank you.
How do your family feel about you on, like, some of your businesses, their own point of view on them?
I'm not close with any of my family, so I don't care what any of them have to say about anything. So yeah. I'm cool with my brother, and sometimes, you know, I post really sexy things, and that's really pure for me. And I enjoy it. So sometimes he's like, oh, I'm so sick of seeing your nude body, put some clothes on. You know, every couple of months he'll just be like, I'm sick of you, you know. But he's really proud of what I've accomplished. And especially during COVID, he's been really, really supportive of the fact that I haven't been able to have the shows, you know. So he's been trying to, you know, think of different ways to continue my life, because this is my livelihood. So maybe to outside people, I look like I'm just a lot of fun, but I'm a business, you know, my whole everything is a business. So certain people, like my brother, you know, take me very seriously on what I do, because this is what I do for a living. So if I don't do it, I'm going to have a problem, you know, and I've been successful. So, you know, he just tries to figure out ways to continue.
Are you sure?
Business could be fun.
I couldn't hear you. What?
I said, are your shows online? Like, are they on social media or are they in person?
In person.
In person? Okay.
Yeah.
But if I'm not mistaken, you have OnlyFans though, too, right?
I do have an OnlyFans. I do. It's pocket change for me. So.
I hear that.
Yeah. It's, I have fans, so it's the best thing for me to do is to have an OnlyFans page, have another stream of revenue coming in and posting things that I like to post, and, you know, allowing my fans to share in me.
That's great.
What figure number are you trying to reach?
Say that again.
What figure number are you trying to reach? Like 6 figures, 7 figures?
I don't have a maximum. Like, I just want to go as high as I can go, which is very far, which is like 7 figures.
That's great. What inspired you to write? You said you were.
It's who I am. It's what I do. So, like, writing is like breathing for me. Mm-hmm. I'm an expressive artist, so whatever I'm thinking or feeling, the words just kind of come to me and I write them down.
That's
what I like to do.
Do you meditate?
No, but I really need to. I really, really need to. In fact, I think I'm going to look for like a meditation coach of some sort. Because I think that will really help me. 2020 has been a really hard year for me, like it has a lot of people.
Yeah.
And I think meditating will really help. So I'm looking to start.
I was watching your live. I think it was last night. Was it last night?
Maybe.
I was on live last night. And he was talking about toxic people.
Yeah.
Just elaborate, just explain to the audience what you meant of, like, doing your life. Like, what was your goal for that life?
You know, I was just kind of expressing my thoughts, my feelings. I just got out of a toxic relationship myself. And, and I was telling a friend about it, and my friend was like, oh, you need therapy, you're toxic. And I'm like, bitch, you toxic. Get the fuck out of here. So I hope I can't. I'm sorry for cussing or whatever. So I didn't take kindly to that judgment, because she's done a lot of stuff that I wouldn't do. But in any case, it had me thinking, like, well, am I toxic? And what is a toxic person, and how can we identify such things, and is everybody toxic in their own way, and is it based off of like experience? Because right from wrong isn't always cut clean and dry.
Exactly.
You know,
so
there's a lot of gray areas, and there's just the way that I think is unique. Some people might think something I do is wrong, where I'll think, no, it's fine. Why? I don't get why it's such a problem, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I think when you had a conversation before, you said that you had nothing against, I'm guessing a guy having more than one partner. Like, you said you would agree to a relationship like that?
Yeah, I would. I don't follow societal norms, especially when it comes to relationships and love and life and all of that. I don't follow that, so I could totally do a poly relationship, but not a poly relationship to where I'm hanging out with the other girl. No, I don't like that. But a guy of mine, if he's making me happy and spending the time that he's spending with me and has like a chick on the side, okay, that's fine.
What do you mean by hanging out with the other girl?
I don't want to hang out with the other girl.
Oh.
Like
you wouldn't want to be friends with her? Is that what you're saying?
Right. I'd want to be completely separate.
Oh, okay.
Completely separate. Yeah. But
how do you make a connection with someone if you're completely separate?
Well, I would make connection with the guy, not with the girl.
So it's more so about the guy and not all three of you guys together.
Correct.
Okay.
So we would just be sharing a guy.
Right.
You know. So that's how I would do it.
So back to your talents. Before you started, you know, actually becoming a businesswoman and having yourself as a business, did you have any doubts?
I don't think so. I'm a visionary, so I see things, and mm-hmm. I see it as clear as day, and I don't see why it wouldn't happen. Now, I haven't reached the heights that I've wanted to reach.
Okay.
So that has been discouraging, but no, I've never had any doubts.
That's great.
I've always known what I wanted.
A lot of people don't reach where they want to go, or they don't start until they're like 40, like Taraji, you know? So you never know when your day's going to come.
Yeah, that would be great if my day could come sometime soon, because I've been on this path for a long time. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Has anybody come to you? You go ahead. Like.
No, I was going to say, do you have any children?
No.
No? Okay.
No kids.
Well, that's something that, you know, a lot of when people have kids, you know, that holds them back from a lot of different stuff. So you have an advantage.
It was a choice. I chose not to have kids. You know, I don't know if that's really an advantage. Meaning,
babysitting wise, and like you have to really dedicate a lot of time to kids. That's what I'm saying. And sometimes when you have to do that, you have to forget about, you know, things that you really want in life.
Yeah. So I feel like people who, you know, decided to have children instead of pursue their dream, that's what they chose to do. You know what I mean? So, you know, I chose to pursue my dream, and that's why I don't have any kids. I've been focused for a long time. So.
Yeah. Well, that is great. Do you plan on kids anytime soon?
Probably not.
Probably not.
I don't think so. I don't think it's in the cards for me. Like, if I were to get pregnant somehow, I would try to have the child, but on purpose, no.
It's okay.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like that's in the cards.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don, were you going to say
something? Have you been offered any, like, scripts to be an actor or anything like that?
I have, but I'm not really interested in being an actress unless it's for like a big part, you know, unless somebody like, you know, Denzel Washington, Tyler Perry or something called me to do a part, okay, I'm down. But I'm not actually pursuing acting, really.
Well, you gotta always get your foot in the door. One way somebody sees, like, oh, here she go.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, I'm not an actress. That's not what I'm not trying to. I'm a producer, so I'm trying to sort of make it as a producer, you know, someone that's calling the shots, someone that's writing the scripts, not just acting it. So I'm not interested in being an actress. I'm interested in being a producer and maybe having a show on HBO or something like that. Something closer to Issa Rae, you know? So that's what I would want.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But what are you getting your foot in the door as an actress? Then you could have the clout to produce whatever movie or show you want to produce.
I just don't know if that's the way. I mean, if it was, then I would take it, but it just doesn't seem like that's the way. You know, I'm not entirely sure, though, but, You know, the scripts that have been offered to me have been, you know, from independent people, and I'm not interested.
Well, you go for what you want.
Yeah.
You know your path, so that's all that matters.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do, you know.
Okay. Definitely. Where do you see
yourself? Have you been networking?
Have I been what?
You can answer your question. I answer once you finish.
Okay. Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I would love to be married.
Okay.
I would love to have a my great show on the Vegas Strip. I would love to have that. I'd love like two or three other businesses that I'm helping and promoting and pushing. Okay. What else? That's it.
That's a lot. So
have you been?
I'm sorry, Dom.
Have you been like networking with people? Like different,
you know what,
types of people?
Unfortunately, I'm not good at networking at all. I'm not a people person. Unfortunately, maybe I need to work on that. I don't know. But yeah, networking has been my biggest weakness. I'm sure if I were more of a people person and good at networking, I'd be so much further along, but I have issues in that department.
It doesn't...
Trust me, I do.
It doesn't seem like you're not a people person, but at least you know yourself and you know that's something that you can work on.
Yeah, and you know, it's weird because I don't even really take to people like that. You know, I would really like to have someone else who does that for me. Mm-hmm. That would be my ideal life because I don't even want to get out there and be rubbing elbows with people. No, I'm not interested in that, but... You know, I don't know, but it's a problem, so I need to figure that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't think I got any more questions.
So, for your business, is it a LLC or a S-Corp?
LLC.
So, you have attorneys and things like that?
Mm-hmm. I wish I did. Having an attorney on retainer is so expensive, and I wish I was making enough to just keep an attorney on retainer, but I'm not making enough to do that yet. Anyway,
is this program, you could cost $28 a month and you will have like a legal team 24/7 anytime you need.
Honestly, I tried that and you actually don't have a legal team. They just say that. You have to like, they'll put you in contact with somebody and then you still have to end up paying like buku money.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's kind of like an introductory fee for, you know, basic law services, but when you really need them, and I have really needed them, it's expensive.
Dang.
It's really expensive.
What do you see yourself doing in the next 5 years?
I already asked that question.
You did? Which? Yep. I probably wasn't out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. So,
stuff going on in my background.
That's fine. Don't know.
What do you do, like, when you're not doing your work or your business or your things for your own businesses? What do you do in your spare time?
I am always working. I am always trying to think of the next tour, the next show, the next business product, the next, how do I do this? How do I do that? That is what I am always doing. Sometimes, like, for fun, I like to do pole dancing. Sometimes I've been taking contortion classes to get my body where I want it. I'll watch Netflix occasionally and just play on social media. I really don't do much.
Right.
Travel.
Have you done any shows on social media?
No, I don't do shows. Oh, that's not true. I have. I did. I did do.
Yes, you did. Trust me, I saw.
I, you know what? It's because I don't usually do it, but I did do about 4 or 5 of them. I did 5 virtual shows over the pandemic. That's and great. I hated doing it. I like live entertainment. I didn't like it.
It wasn't the same feeling?
No.
Right.
I hated it. So.
Did you go to school or go to like any classes to learn the things that you know about your skills, about your talent?
Yeah, I've always had the talents that I've had, but I did go to school to hone in on them and craft them a little bit and just to validate myself. So I have an undergraduate degree in English literature from the University of Georgia. And then I have a master in fine arts from Sam Houston State University.
That's great.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's it. I don't think I have. Dom, you got any more questions?
So,
Go ahead, ask your question.
What is you guys' podcast about? And how long have you guys been doing it? And how did it come about?
It came about this year in May.
And what made you want to do it?
Interviewing Black entrepreneurs and business owners.
That's dope.
Just because as a guy I follow, his name Boyce Watkins, that's one reason. He always say that we don't have platforms for our people and stuff. So I was like, well, that'd be something we could do, interview Black business owners that's not known to other people. That was what came to the back of my head.
Dope. Cool.
Yeah. So I was, before, you know, we started this podcast, my job closed down due to COVID and the pandemic. So yeah. I have free time or whatever to do the podcast with Dom. So that's why I'm on here. And I actually like, and I really enjoy interviewing you guys when people come on a podcast. We get to learn a lot of new things and new techniques and stuff. So it's really good. And we meet new people. So it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'd like to do a podcast.
You should.
Yeah, well, really, I think I just don't know how to, like.
That would be a way to help you network.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like I need someone to hold my hand through the process because I don't understand exactly how to do like the technical part and make it look professional and right. And then finding people.
As far as what?
Well, you know, as far as just like the cameras and where and when to release it and how to promote it and all that stuff, like I'm just not sure.
Right.
The same way you promote your own yourself, like when you fill the doors right.
Well, I don't know how to. I don't. It's different because you know you have a show. It's at such and such a time, and you sell the tickets and that's it, right? But for a podcast, I believe podcast, it's kind of like people can see it at any time. So I don't know. I don't know.
That's why we don't got a certain day that we post our podcast. It get posted all through the week, depending on how fast I could get things put together and stuff, edited and put together. So it's right, not right. Like I'm uploading it the same day. No, I'm doing it.
See, that's the stages. Stuff he was talking about. That's why you're here, because I don't deal with any of the technical stuff. I can't do that. No.
Right, exactly. And I personally don't want to do any of the technical stuff at all. I just want to, you know, be a host of the show, interview people. I don't even want to find people to interview. I don't even want to do that.
That's what you got to do.
I just want to be on the show. I will show up. I will be close to on time. And I will interview some people and talk a lot of shit. But that's it. I'll promote it. And that's it.
Well, you find somebody that could... Well, you know, Fiverr, they got people that will edit for you, and that can be your main person constantly to add and things like that. And then as finding people, you get yourself like a co-host. Like, I'm a co-host to Lex. Lex really the host. I'm the co-host.
See, and that's the other thing. Like, I'm sorry, I need to eat this cookie. That's the other thing. I'm not good with, and I'm cheating right now, but because talking about podcasting is stressful, because I want to do one, but I feel like I can't do it. I don't have anyone to co-host with me that's, you know, a follow-through person.
Right.
I would do it by myself, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm. You know,
when you go live, you do it by yourself.
That's true.
So you don't got the fear of it.
That's true.
Oh, okay. Quick question. Do you have any inspiring words for someone who wants to start a business that hasn't done so yet?
Yes. Don't pay attention to what anybody else is saying about your vision and about what you want to do. Just do it. Believe in yourself. You can do anything you put your mind to. Look into the law of attraction, because you can always attract whatever it is that you want.
Mm-hmm.
And just know that you can do it, and that you are your own genius in your own right, and just have all confidence and don't care about what anybody else thinks.
That is great. Can you tell the audience where we can
find that? Yeah, so people can find me on IG at Sugar Brown Comedy. Follow me there. There's a lot of erotic pictures on there, so don't be alarmed. I like to do erotica for fun, and yeah, so don't be alarmed. And then also my Facebook is Lanita Charay, so you can follow me on my Facebook as well. So
how do, like, if somebody want to book you, how do they go about doing that?
Hit me on the messenger, and then we'll talk about whatever it is that they're trying to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give them a quote, pay the half the money, and then I'm there.
That's
great. Do you get chauffeured around?
Say that one more time.
You get chauffeured around?
I wish. There was a point in my career that I hired someone that chauffeured me around and made me feel like $1 million for about 5 months, but then
right.
he got fired. So, but I did have that for 5 months. Yeah,
I need that in my life. Somebody just chauffeured me around for
it's
5 months.
So nice. It's so nice.
Open my door for me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Carry my bag. It just helps. Just makes me feel so much better.
I need that. But we definitely appreciate you coming on our podcast today.
And we thank you so much for having me.
No problem.
And we will check on you in 2021 and see how everything's going.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
All right. We enjoy.
Appreciate you.
I would say evening. I don't know what time it is over there.
It's only 3:00.
Oh my goodness.
I'm in Vegas and the sun's still out. See?
I got this long time.
You know, that's why I live here. So, but all right, y'all. You guys
bye.
Take care.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Black Lion Podcast. We're your hosts, Lex and Dom. And today we got a special guest. Guest, can you please introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Damisha McKinney, and I'm the CEO of La Bella V.
Great. It's nice to have you with us today.
Thank you.
Can you tell us a little bit about your business, please?
Okay, so far, I make handmade cosmetics. I'm going to show a few of them to you today.
Okay.
So this here is my hyperpigmentation oil. It's made with all natural essential oils. This here is my hair growth oil. It can be used for your beard and your edges, just like in your hair in particular. It's also made with all natural essential oils. Here I have lashes. I do have like little trendy accessories. I call them my lollipop lash because La Bella V means the sweet life in French. So everything I do kind of has like a candy or like a sweet tooth effect. This here is my Candy Girl lip gloss. It smells like cotton candy. It's vegan and cruelty-free, and it's also made with essential oils. Then here I have the Candy Girl Lash, and it comes in a set with a tool and an applicator. And I also have one more lip gloss, if I can find it. Okay, it's like a little lollipop, and I call it the Winter Mint. I don't have it. I think I like sold the last one earlier today. I was looking for it. Hey, can you grab that lip gloss for me?
What?
Right there on the table. Yep. So it's a little lollipop. I call it the Winter Mint. Show it to you here. So it's made with peppermint and a bunch of essential oils. It's also vegan and cruelty-free.
I like
it so far. Thank you.
All right. So what made you start your business?
Okay, so I have 4 children. They're small. They're 6, 3, 2, and then my baby is 8 months. I kind of wanted to do something that was like really kid friendly. Like I said, I just wanted to have money for them to be able to go to college or do whatever they want to do in the future. Just something that's going to motivate them to get up every day and be like, well, my mom can do it. I can do it. So.
That sounds good.
When did you start your business?
I kind of like gave it the idea came to me about a year ago. I couldn't really put a name to it, but I knew I wanted to like make natural products and just like have trendy accessories and stuff that like young kids will want or like young girls will want, stuff that make people feel pretty or feel different, like they got something that nobody else has. So I kind of just started doing it maybe, I want to say like 2 months ago.
Okay.
And I started making the products last month.
Do you have any employees or are you, you know, working alone?
So it was just me and my sister.
Okay, that's good. That's great.
No.
All right, so basically it's just for females, right?
Unless it's for females, but the beer oil is for males. I do want to get like belts, wallets, and stuff like that. Like as I grow, as I get more clientele and expand myself, I'll get into more male stuff. But right now it's just for females, yes.
What would you say your prices are? Are they like expensive, affordable?
I think they're pretty affordable. My hyperpigmentation and my beard oil are only $15. My lip gloss is the lollipop one is $6. And that big tube of Candy Girl gloss is $10, but I usually have it in like a candy tube and it's only $8. So I think it's pretty affordable.
Okay, that's good.
Where do you get your inventory from?
I get it from a few different places. I have like a vendors list and I call a couple of different people. So I shop around.
Where do you see your business going at in 5 years?
Hopefully, I'm starting to kick off my website, and I'm going to actually be going to a flea market soon on Saturdays in Kylestown in New Jersey. So hopefully, you know, I'll have international even sales and maybe even like a storefront somewhere possibly with clothes. I eventually want to venture into clothes. I'm thought up a set. It's called the Yummy Set, and it's going to be a set that I'm going to make. If you follow me on Instagram, I don't know if you guys want to post my Instagram up there later. I know this is Facebook, but on my Instagram, I do like a lot of things up there, and it's VVV_collection. And if you follow me on Instagram, you'll soon see like the Yummy Set, and it's a set that me and my sister are going to put together. And it's basically like a two-piece set. It's like shorts and a tank top. And on the tank top, it's going to have like icing on like on the chest area. And on the back, it's going to be like a cupcake. And it kind of goes into play at a sweet life. So hopefully there'll be clothes soon. I'll have a storefront, international sales, and my website will kick off. And I'll have a really nice following.
What are your goals for 2021 this year?
Just to get my business out there, get my name out there. My products and stuff, they're really good. I think they smell really good. They're really creative. I really take a lot of time into making everything, putting the lashes together, the lollipop lash. So everything, I make handmade. So that's my goals. I'm sorry, can you repeat that? I really didn't hear.
How is your shipping? Or how do you deliver your products?
Okay, so right now I kind of do deliveries or pickups in like the Philadelphia, Delaware, or Chester area. Shipping basically wherever you live. If you DM or text the number that I have on my Instagram, and you let me know that you're not in the area and you want something shipped to you, the shipping will probably just be an additional $5 on whatever it is that you wanted to buy. You can cash at me. As soon as I receive the cash app, I'll send it out. Once I get to the post office, I'll send you the tracking and shipping, and you'll have everything that you need, and your products will get to you.
Do you have like those like decorative, cases, I guess?
The decorative cases?
Yeah, you know, like people like how they pack their product.
They have yes, like the donut cases and the little sprinkle cases. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And I put candy in there because, you know, I still have to do like the sweet tooth effect. So you can expect like different types of candies and everything in the bag along with your product. So like, it'll be a really good experience.
That's great.
You might open up the sparkles or something to come out, like whatever is fancy and cute and creative.
I hope that you said you have kids. Do they give you any like tips when you're
My kids are small. So my sons think everything is cool. My sons are always going to tell me I'm the coolest mom, or that's so cool. And then my daughter, they're 8 months and two. So the baby, no, she just saying my mom. And then the 2-year-old, she'll just tell me it's nice or cute. But other than that, no, they're younger. So most of my stuff comes from my little sisters. I have sisters. They're, I have little sisters. There are four of us, I'm going to say. So my sister is 19. And then I have I don't want to mess their ages up because they'll hurt me. I have a 12-year-old sister. And then my sister just turned 7. And I also have a sister my age. But my 3 younger sisters, they are really supportive. If I show them stuff, like soon as I showed them my lip glosses, my sister was like, I want one automatically. My mom's supportive. I actually dropped them off a package and, you know, they liked it. So I really get like my feedback and stuff from like my family and my little sisters. So.
Okay, so speaking of fit, a lot of people, when they come on here to get interviewed by us, say that they charge their family members for products or services. Do you do the same?
Okay, so I don't really charge. I don't know if you want to pay me for it. Like, my mom paid for her stuff. I didn't have to ask her anything. Pay for her stuff. And I feel like if somebody wants to see you advance, they know that you have a business, and obviously it's a supply.
Yeah.
So if you're going to go buy something from, if you want to go get something from anybody else, you have to buy it. It doesn't matter how you know them. So just because I'm your family, if I have something you want and I'm selling it to everybody else, if you like it, you should want to buy it too. It shouldn't be about, oh, you're my family, I should get it for free. Obviously, if you're my family member, I'm going to run stuff by you or give you items for free. Of course, I want you to test it out. I want your opinion first. Yeah. But if I'm selling it, I want you to definitely buy.
That's great. I think everyone should have that mindset.
It goes a long way. If you have a business, you need to know that you need to know your worth. If people like your product, they're going to want to buy it.
Time is money.
Exactly.
So you said you just started basically 2 months ago, right?
Yes.
So how would you, well, I don't know if you will be able to answer this question about how the coronavirus would impact your business or is impacting your business.
So I guess, no, I could really answer that. If the coronavirus wasn't around right now, I could be going out to parties and giving it to people I know there, more like standing outside, being around a bunch of people and really getting out there and showing people stuff. Cause that's like a way to get yourself up here. If I give away a bunch of free things, people are going to, oh, I like this. Next time they're going to look for me. Oh, she's selling those. I didn't know you were selling it this time, and they'll buy it. Mm-hmm. And I believe coronavirus kind of affects that way. Like the flea markets and stuff, less people come out to the flea markets. Like I said, I'm going to be in a flea market. So yeah.
Is that kind of like the same thing as like a pop-up shop?
Yeah.
Balance being an entrepreneur and having kids.
I don't know, it's pretty fun, honestly. I'm not gonna even lie to you. My kids are in daycare, so I kind of take that time like away from them to not like be idle and get into like other things. I have something to do. I can just sit down and make some oil or some lip gloss, brainstorm up an idea, look for new things that I want or like new ideas. Like I talked to my sister about making a YouTube channel about making our lip glosses. It just came like to my mind because I didn't want to be bored sitting around while the kids were in school.
Right. That sounds like a good plan.
That's the best way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Get more people.
Exactly. More followers. And we're silly. I know I'm definitely silly. So I'll have like jokes coming. Or my son, he's 6. So he's going to school virtually online. I swear he's like the funniest person I've ever met in my life. He's like a gamer. And he'll probably in the background and I'll catch like him saying something off record. But it'll be hilarious. So hello. It's like killing him not to be able to talk right now. He's like looking at me like,
is it gonna be my turn? Working for someone or working for yourself?
I'm working for myself. I never really enjoy working at a job. Like I like the money aspect, but I never fully get into it because like I always feel like I don't want to be here. I want to be doing something else right now.
No, hold on. Yeah, I agree. Do you have an LLC?
I am actually working towards getting my LLC. I have a family member that's going to help me get into it. He's like, we're kind of like taking it slow. He's teaching me about it before I just kind of buy it, because you can always just buy it, but I want to know what I'm doing before I just buy into it. But I have a EIN number.
That's cool. You got a business then.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay.
Did you you paint an accountant to do your taxes for you?
I do my taxes actually.
You know, since you started your business 2 months ago, you qualified to get all your tax deductions for your business you could do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You just told me something new, Tina, and that's something I can inquire about and learn more about.
Yep, all the expenses you put into your business, wherever they were.
Okay.
And you work from home, don't you?
Yes.
So then you have a home-based business also. So.
Great. Wow. Thank you. I really didn't know that. Thank you.
I don't think I have any more questions. Dom, you have any more questions?
For our audience, do you have any encouragement and advice for somebody who wanted to start their own business or anything?
If you're thinking about starting a business or if you just even have the slightest idea, right now is kind of like the best time to do it. It's so much like opportunities out there. it's right now is the time, basically. You're just sitting around at home. You got an idea. Just pursue it. Just get out there and do it. Don't sit around and think about it too much, because if you think about it, you're going to psych yourself out and you're not going to do it. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. If you got an idea and it's something that you want to do, don't worry about if 10 other people are doing it. Do it your way. And I can guarantee you, a million other people think like you think versus the million people that think like the person who also makes the same thing as you thinks. And people are going to buy your product just as much as people buy anybody else's product. Because there's a million people. There's so many more people than there can be products ever made. So everybody is always looking for like the next big thing or just a new thing that somebody else doesn't have. So just do it.
That's some good advice.
Thank you.
Cause we had other guests, they had told us that they, some folks though, when they had first started their business, they didn't think that they would be able to be what they at now, like in their business. Because of fear, because you like you leave in security to be your own boss.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Just don't be scared. Just get out there and do it. Like, if it's not the best feeling in the world is just saying that you lifted yourself up today. You paid yourself. You got yourself out there. You got your name out there. That's your business. That's my stuff. I made it. It came from me to you. A part of me is in your home now because I made it. That's the best feeling ever.
Right. That's right.
That's it.
Okay, can you tell the audience where we can find you at again, please?
Okay, so my Instagram is 3 underscores King, K-I-N-G, underscore. No, it's no, it's, I'm sorry. Scratch that. 3 underscores King, K-X-L is my Instagram. The business Instagram is VVV_collection. And you can find us there on Instagram, all our products, our prices, if we're doing deliveries. If you want to inquire about shipping, DM me. My phone number is there. My email is there. So that's how you find me on Instagram, most likely. Or my Facebook is just Danisha McKinney. D-A-M-E-I-S-H-A. Last name, M-C-K-I-N-N-E-Y. You can message me, send a message request. I check them frequently if you're inquiring about products, anything. That's how you find me.
That's great. Well, we definitely appreciate you coming on our podcast today.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And we'll be sending you a mug to your home address from our own podcast.
Okay. Thank you.
Have a good one.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Perfect.
Welcome to the Black Lion Podcast. We are your hosts, Lex and Dom. And today we have a special guest. Can you introduce yourself for me, please?
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace Bell. I'm the owner of Black Bell's Boutique. We're an online boutique store. We specialize in women's clothing and accessories.
You say y'all specialize in what now?
Women's clothing and accessories. So,
what's the name of your own, the name of your business?
Black Bells Boutique.
You have a Facebook page, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, because I think I just accepted it. I was going through them earlier and accepting all the ones that people sent to me.
I don't know if I'll send it over to you yet, but I definitely will if I didn't.
So tell the audience about your business. Like what kind of products you sell.
Okay, so I sell a variety of products. So primarily I sell Black woman empowerment t-shirts. So I have t-shirts that emphasize melanin. I also have t-shirts that say respect the queen on there, as well as two-piece sets that say Black Girl Magic. I have long sleeve sets and I have short sets as well. I also have trendy pieces such as pocketbooks, little two-piece sets, and I have like furry headbands, accessories that can be for women or children as well. And so I just have a variety of items that I sell.
Do you work with, like, do you have employees or you work by yourself specifically?
So right now I work by myself. I'm running everything by myself. I'm sending out invoices, I'm shipping orders, I'm packing orders, I'm doing deliveries, drop-offs, and everything. I'm doing it all by myself right now, but I am thinking about either hiring an employee or finding a mentee that will be able to assist me in this process as well.
So through your business operations, like how do you not prioritize, but what's the word on your time? How do you manage your time?
Okay, so first I have certain days where I place order for my products. I have certain days where I restock. I make sure I have a day where I do inventory. So I usually do restocks, products, and inventory all in the same day. I also have to make sure I post consistently on social media. So I try to do that every day, even if I just post one post. I try to make my posts interacting and engaging. So that way it keeps the attention of my audience. And then I try to manage my shipping days and my delivery days. I deliver X amount of days out the week, and then I also ship X amount of days. So I'm not running to the post office every day. I'm not out doing deliveries every day, but I try to keep it balanced where as though it's at least two or three times a week where I am doing shipping and delivery. I also have a pickup option as well, but people usually just prefer delivery or shipping.
And when you do the shipping or delivering, how is your process with doing that?
Okay, so when I schedule my deliveries, if I have about five or six deliveries on one day, I try to organize a route in which I do my delivery. So I start with the furthest point first, and then I work my way around. And so it's like a time frame that I tell people, like I say, I'll be here between 1 and 1:15. This is your drop-off time. If you miss your drop-off time, I can leave it at the location, or you can reschedule, but it'll be a fee if you reschedule, because that's my time that you're wasting at that point. And I try to stick to a strict schedule so that way I can manage everybody delivery at the time that I say. And then I also do it by area. So if I have deliveries in west, then I go west first, and then I make my way east, and then I'll just go ahead about my day in that kind of way. And then as far as shipping, if I'm shipping the same day or if I'm shipping the next day, I try to have all the orders in by 12 or 1 p.m. so that way I'm able to process all the shipping, send out all the tracking numbers and everything before the post office closes. And so that's how I manage the shipping aspect of it.
Throughout your whole process, like, have you had any setbacks or anything, like when you first started your business?
Just basically organizing. I never oversell anything because I know exactly like how many sizes and styles and stuff like that. So I wouldn't necessarily call it a setback, but definitely having to do everything on your own is challenging at times, especially when you're growing and expanding.
Are there any inspiring words or advice that you would tell someone who wants to start a business?
Yeah, so my advice to anyone who wants to start a business is just go ahead and do it. Get your ideas together. Don't sit there and dwell on them too long, because if you do, then you're not going to go along with it. You're going to talk yourself out of it. So if you have a business idea, you feel like it's a great idea, you believe in it, and it's something that you actually care about and something that you want to do, then I say go ahead and do it. Now, if you're just doing it because it's trendy or you see other people making money off of it, that might not be the path that you want to take. But if it's something that you genuinely care about and something that you actually want to do, then I say go ahead and step out on faith and invest in yourself.
Have you had like any complaints or any conversation with any of your customers like so far?
No, I usually try to make sure all of my customers are satisfied. I also do quality inspections and make sure I inspect the products before I send them out, before I actually give them to someone. If there was ever any miscommunication about anything, I would just verify like the sizes and the quantity, etc., just to make sure that I did what I was supposed to do on my end. But at the end of the day, my job is customer service, and so I'm not going to give a customer a hard time if they're dissatisfied, but I haven't had that.
Does your family support your own business?
Yes, my family supports my business. My mother and my sister, they shop with me frequently. Well, my mother, she always shops with me. My sister, this kind of stuff, she's more into sneakers and things, so she doesn't necessarily go towards the products that I have, but since I'm her sister, she'll just be like, I'll buy this from you just because, but not necessarily because it's something that she would wear, so they definitely support me.
So your clothes are like more so like going out clothes?
No. So So my clothes are like everyday casual wear, like t-shirts, like sweatsuits and stuff like that. I did have like a few like dressier pieces where you could wear them out, but the clothes that I actually specialize in and what I tailor to is more like comfy casual clothes.
Yeah. Your social medias, where can the audience find you if they want to order from you? Or
so if you want to order from me, you can reach out to me via Facebook. My Facebook page is Black Bells Boutique. I'm also on Instagram as Black Bells Boutique, and that's BlackBellsBoutique. I'm usually on Instagram more than I am on Facebook, but if you do inquire on Facebook, I will get back to you as well. Just please send me a message. And I'm also hosting a few pop-up shops as well. I'm hosting two in Philly on February 6th and February 7th at 5838 Germantown Ave. And so if you are in the Philly area and you want to come out and shop local, it's going to be about 10 different vendors on both days, so like 20 vendors total. If you are interested and you want to come out and come shop local and come shop Black, you can pull up on us there. And if you see anything on my page that you're interested in, you can purchase it. I invoice through PayPal. I also accept Cash App as well. And you can pick it up at the pop-up shop, or we can arrange delivery or shipping.
Do you do like custom orders? That's my other question I was about to ask you.
So what do you mean by custom orders?
Like you said, I know you said you like sell casual clothes and stuff, but like, is it with your logo on it or is it just regular clothes? That's what I'm asking. Like,
oh, okay. So right now I'm just doing regular clothing. I do have some custom hats that I sell that have my actual logo on it itself, well, my business name on it. But the clothing I sell don't necessarily have my logo on it. It just has like Respect the Queen on one. I can show you a few products in a second. But it's like I would get the shirts like printed, like I would order them through my vendor, get them printed, and then that's how I would actually have it. But no, I didn't get any actual items with my logo on it besides the hats that I have. But I am about to start getting merch with my actual brand and brand name on it. But I was just building a name for myself first so people knew who I was and what my business is about.
That's why did you start your business?
Well, I just know that working for somebody my whole life isn't the way that I'm trying to go. It's not the thing for me. And so I said, well, I know that I will be successful in whatever I do. So as long as I focus on it, I put my mind to it, then I'm going to be able to achieve what I want to do. And then I just went out and got it. I was like, okay. I seen these sets. I was like, oh, these are cute. People will wear this. And bam, it just took off from there.
So, like, this, when did you exactly start your business?
So, I have a few different businesses. I had a hair business that's been going around for about 5 years. That's Bella Bundles. That's on Instagram is Bella Bundles. And then I actually started Black Bells Boutique around the end of May, beginning of June of 2020. And so, during the whole pandemic, I've been having a lot of different events and networking and everything. And basically, I was able to just build my brand up like that.
So basically you do your own hair too then, right?
No, I don't do hair. I just sell it.
Oh, you just sell it. Okay. So you got two different, like one page for your hair and one page for your clothes.
Correct.
Has anybody ever tried to get you not to, like, say that, like, oh, that's not gonna work, you shouldn't do this, you wasting your time or anything, like try to give you negative energy?
Well, I don't keep those kind of people around me, so no, I never had anyone be like, oh no, you're not gonna be able to do this and do that. Like, I'm the friend that encourages everybody, so I mean, if anybody did think I wasn't gonna do great, then that's on them, but they never actually brought that to me. And so you know how it usually is, like people you know don't usually support you until you start popping off, until everybody else starts supporting you. And so, I mean, of course I'm gonna have people like that down the line, like, oh, they probably really didn't think I was gonna do it until I did it, but they're not bringing that energy towards me.
That's good. Yeah. They don't wanna be there through the struggle. They wanna be there. when you have everything in cruise control.
Yeah.
But what are your own goals for 2021?
All right, so I'm about to put something out right now. I actually just booked the venue for the spot today, but I'm hosting a huge pop-up for small Black businesses. It's going to be in Baltimore, Maryland, and it's going to be on Juneteenth. And so there are spaces for 50-plus vendors. I already have a few sponsors for this event, and then I'm also working with community organizations as well. And so right now I have a few vendors confirmed. Somebody as far as Texas is flying in. Then I also have a few vendors from ATL. I have a few people from Philly as well. And then, of course, like the primary audience is going to be Baltimore because that's where the location is. And so that's my big event that I'm putting on for June. I'm really putting a lot of energy into this and really a lot investing a lot into this event. And I just feel like it's going to be huge, especially with the time and the culture, everything that's going on right now. This is definitely needed. And the purpose of this event is to be able to keep the Black dollar in the Black community, and also to get some press release and some press publicity for small businesses, because a lot of the small businesses don't have many outlets to network with, or if they do, they don't know how to use their resources like properly or to the best of their advantage. And so with this event, I have a sponsor who is willing to do discounted rates on airtime so that way people can have commercials played for their station. I have a sponsor who's gonna get their DJ at their station to DJ the event. And so I have a lot of great people that I'm working with and like to put this event together, but I know I can't do it all myself. And so I just plan for my business to grow and bloom and to meet a lot of other Black businesses as well during this 2021 year.
That's good, Kana. Getting people to do promotions and things for you is take a lot of work and money. Yeah. Time consuming.
I'm definitely excited about that. So I have about 100 plus vendors that I'm going to be reaching out to within the next 2 weeks to see, to like basically get vendors to come to the event. Once all the vendor spaces are full, that's it. And then I'll be planning the next event after that.
Your prices for your products, how would you rate them, like fair or market value?
So I feel like a lot of my products are like under market value, because I look at some of these other businesses' prices and I'm like, I don't know what they cost for them to actually get the item. So maybe they're not taxing, but sometimes I'll be like, you know, that item did not cost that much. Like, why are you trying to basically go at somebody here to make like a profit? Like, that's not good business. And so I feel like my prices are really fair. I feel sometimes like a lot of my products, I feel like are below market. I have one product, for example, hold on, I'm about to grab it so I can show you. It says right here. So a lot of people are selling these money clutches. Have you been seeing these going around?
I saw somebody post one on Instagram not too long ago.
Yeah. And so I feel like I sell mine for a fair price. I sell mine for $40, but I've seen people have them as high as $65 and up. And somebody was trying to sell it for like $120 and tell people it was real diamonds in there. So I'm like, people out here getting crazy.
Because I just think people are experiencing the loss. Like loss, cause you spending more on the inventory and not really seeing the profit in their business. So they say they gotta make some type of profit. Like,
see, but if you're marking your prices up there high, of course you don't have clientele, because who wants to keep spending $65 and up on something that's not even designer? Like, they can go anywhere and there's multiple people who have their product. So me as a shopper, if store A has it for $100, but I can go get it at Black Bells Boutique for $40, I'm going to Black Bells Boutique. Like, it's not even a competition of where I'm going to shop at. As long as me as the customer, as I know Black Bells Boutique, then bam, that's where I'm going. But if I don't know it, and then I see it at the store, and I'm like, all right, I really want it, I'm paying $100 for it. But then later on down the line, I find Black Bells Boutique, and then it's only $40 there. Then I'm like, oh no, like this store getting over. And me as a customer, I'm like, oh, I'm not going back there because their prices are too high. So it really just depends.
But you know, a lot of people, just in general, people in general, they are about name brand clothes, if they fake or this, that, and the third. They spend a lot of money on these name brand clothes.
Yeah, and that's why I'm building my brand up right now. So that way when I become a name brand, then it's going to be like, oh, I value the product that she's selling, this and that. Because if I would have just started out initially just selling my brand, people want to be like, who are you? We don't know you. Where are you from? This and that. Like, so I just wanted to make sure that people knew who I was first before I actually started doing my own products.
And can you tell the audience how they can get contact with you again?
Yeah, so you can find me on Instagram at Black Bells Boutique. I'm also on Facebook at Black Bells Boutique. And you can email me with any questions about anything also. That's blackbellsboutique@gmail.com.
So you only, they can only contact you like through your messenger or your DMs. Like you don't have an office number, what I'm saying.
No, I don't have an office number or website.
Okay. But coming soon though.
I'm debating about the website just because of the way that I actually do my business, and I do a lot of pop-up shops, so I would either have to pause my website while I'm at the events because I don't want to sell something online while I'm at the event, but I sold out at the event, or I would be have to, like, it would just be something I would just have to work on, think about down the line. Because I don't want to have it on my website, like, oh, down for construction because I'm pausing it because I'm at a pop-up, so...
Yeah, but pop-up shop's good though, because it's more convenient for people, and they don't gotta wait. Well, they probably gotta wait in line, but they don't gotta wait till like 2-3 days or something. They can just get it right there.
Exactly. That's why I love doing pop-up shops, and I'm like, pop-up shops is how I make the majority of my money for my business and how I gain like repeat customers, because they might see me on the street one day, they might not necessarily shop that day, but they'll grab a business card, they'll grab my contact information, and then they'll reach back out to me. So I love pop-ups.
But along with that though, doing your pop-up shop, is you going to make sure they follow the guidelines?
As far as wearing the mask and everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I hosted a few pop-up shops as well while everything was going on with COVID. I made sure when I did my outdoor pop-up shops, I made sure that everybody was 6 feet apart. When I did my indoor pop-up shops, I made sure everybody had on their face masks, everybody had the correct amount of social distancing. So everything was definitely in order in my pop-up shops. As far as the Juneteenth event that I'm hosting, I'm not necessarily sure if the COVID restrictions will still be in place, but if they are, then masks are required to come in. Temperature checks will be completed as well at the event because it's going to be such a large event with a lot of people from all over. And so it just basically depends on everything that's going on at that time, but I definitely make sure that COVID restrictions are followed at my events.
Yes, yes. People is out here going crazy. How did you feel about what happened at the Capitol a few days ago?
I try to keep my business separate from politics.
How long you say you've been in your own business?
I've been open with my boutique since June 2020.
And what about the hair one?
I've had my hair business for about 5+ years now.
Oh, so then you are equipped to how everything works then, yeah. With business taxes and all that.
Yeah.
So do you do your hair by yourself too, or you got a partner with that?
I do my hair by myself as well.
So you just constantly busy then, like you get no break.
I'm going to get a team real soon. I just have to find people that have the same dedication that I have, because people flake out, people quit, people give up. Like, I need somebody that's actually going to be there long term, especially if I'm giving them access to like my emails, my messages, my clients and stuff. I definitely have to make sure it's not somebody that's about to try to like come undermine me, come steal my clients and stuff like that. So I just have to be real selective when I find someone.
Background check, like any other job.
Yep.
That's how I got to work.
But background checks don't check for character, and that's what I need to check. So it's like I'm gonna either have to. There might be one person online and another person in real life. So it's like, am I gonna get a PI to follow this person around to see if they really are who they stated on this application, or what am I gonna do? So.
Yeah. You see people in four seasons, you find out who they is.
Yeah.
Oh man.
But I realized that some of the hardest working people are actually felons. And so I wouldn't mind having a felon work for me because A, they're looking for a job. They may need one for their parole or probation or whatever. And they're hardworking, they're innovative, and they're creative, and they take initiative. So it's like...
Yeah. So. Keep them out of jail.
Yeah. And so then they might even want to venture off and start their own business. Now, it was one thing stealing my clients from my business, and it's a separate thing starting your own business. Like, all right, I was working for you for a while. I think I actually want to start my own. All right, yeah, that's cool. That's respectable. But if you about to get in the same game I'm in and try to take my customers with you, like if you had a law firm and you want to branch off and do your own law firm, but then you steal their clients, like, no, that's not cool. So that's not the kind of people I want to work with.
They gotta be mutual beneficial.
Exactly.
But as far as COVID, how has that been affecting you and your family, though?
Well, no. Thank God, no one in my family has actually had COVID or been in contact with anyone that has COVID. So we're doing really good as far as that. Everybody's staying safe, making sure they're not around too many people, making sure they're wearing their mask in public. And so we're doing really good with that.
How about the markets?
You said the markets?
Like when y'all go food shopping and things like that. So.
I mean, I tend to go food shopping on the off hours. The markets, I mean, by my house per se, I have like four different grocery stores, so it's not a reason for the markets to ever be like ridiculously crowded. Or if it is, I can just go to one that's across the street, so it's not an issue for us to get food. And I don't go food shopping every week or every other week anyway, so when I go, I make sure I get everything I need for a few weeks and I don't have to go out too frequently.
That's the best way to shop now.
Yep, get everything at once and stay out the way.
And can you just tell the audience one more time where they can find you at so they didn't hear you the first or second time?
Okay, you guys can find me at Black Bells Boutique. That's BlackBellsBoutique. That's Black Bells Boutique on Instagram. That's Black Bells Boutique on Facebook. And also, if you wanted to email me any inquiries, it's also BlackBellsBoutique@gmail.com.
We thank you for coming to do the interview with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And hopefully next time we interview on Lex be here. She had some family events to attend, so she was able to come. I know she probably would have wanted to hear about your the clothes and stuff, because you sell female clothes. So.
Yeah. Oh, I want to put this out here real quick, too, before I get off the air. I'm also doing Valentine's Day baskets, and I sell baskets as well for, like, all the holidays. So if you want the birthday basket, Christmas basket, all of that good stuff, Mother's Day, Father's Day, I sell baskets as well. So I'm just going to put that out there. I usually promote my baskets on my actual business page. So if you want to see some of my work, you can check my business page out for that as well.
And what page is that specifically?
Instagram, Black Bells Boutique.
Okay.
Also, if you're in the area, 5838 Germantown Ave, that is Northwest Philly, I guess. Is that Northwest? It says no. It's at the Northwest Learning Hub, 19144. If you're out, come shop Black Local February 6th and February 7th. And yes. Come chat with us on February 6th. The time is from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. And on February 7th, the time is 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And again, that address is 5838 Germantown Ave.
Well, we thank you. And I know our audience, they will tune in, because especially people from Philly, to whenever you have, you were having a pop-up shop in Philly, right?
Right, correct.
Yeah. Anything that's local, so they don't got to drive and spend all the gas money. So.
Yeah, right in the heart of Germantown. Come stop by if you're in the area.
You, is that this week?
No, it's like 3 weekends from now.
What day you say it was?
February 6th and February 7th.
February 6th and 7th. Okay. I don't, I keep thinking of Juneteenth, that's why.
No, that's like 5 months from now, but I'm just getting it out there early because this is an event is about to be crazy, so I need all the time I can prepare.
And the government about to pass all this stimulus on money for people. So they
and
can.
That's something I won't hold my breath about. So I believe it when it hit my account.
No, but they doing it more so to build the economy back up because they want people buying things. So that make the economy go up when they spend the money.
Well, if you get stimulated, come shop black, come shop local, Black Bells Boutique.
Well, we thank you and we hope to in another probably some next year sometime or before the year end to check back up on you to see how everything going.
And if you're available, drive down to Baltimore for the pop-up shop. I'll send you the information. If y'all want to come out, come introduce yourselves to some small businesses. It's going to be about 50, 60 of them there. So if you want to network with some people there, definitely come out. If you want to live stream, do some videos, let me know.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you.
You too.